This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo's Women's Center, with the help of artists from the community, offered women and girls the opportunity to create art in a project called Her Art. The purpose of the project was to build community connections among and between girls and women through access to art education and creative expression. Workshops took place during the last weeks of April and into the beginning of May 2012. The Nanaimo Women's Center provided the materials, space, and participants, and local artists volunteered to give workshops using their own particular methods and approaches. Her Art concludes this weekend on Saturday, May 19th, 2012, with a public exhibition and performances at Nanaimo Center stage. We're joined in the studio by Bonnie Catterson, who is helping a group of women write and stage an original play.
And welcome to People First Radio, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Bonnie, how did you become involved in this project and why?
Well, I came to be with the Nanaimo Women's Center last year through the Vagina Monologues as a performer. And I got to know more about the organization, and I truly believe that they're doing amazing work here in the community to support women and girls. The project was announced to me by the executive director, Leslie Clark, and I thought, wow, what an amazing idea, bringing art to, you know, women that wouldn't normally have the access to that themselves. And so we came together and we met and we started brainstorming, and Her Art came from there.
Why is the Her Art project important for Nanaimo, and what kinds of needs is that project attempting to respond to?
Well, there isn't a lot of access to art for women that come from, from poverty, from different races and different religions, and unless that they pay for it. And we wanted to make it accessible to everyone, regardless of where they were coming from or what their situation was.
And so what would the value then be of offering art to people that generally or normally wouldn't be able to access those opportunities?
Well, art is like a sanctuary for many. It's a place to express yourself freely, to explore what is important to you, what you want to talk about, what you want to say. And it's tremendously healing for many. It's empowering. It also gives people the opportunity to explore the issues that they normally wouldn't get to explore in a safe way through different mediums.
There were many workshops associated with this. I know that you sent me a list of those, and that list has been available for some time. Printmaking, drumming, claymaking, writing poetry, painting, creative writing. Tell us more about the artists that came forward to volunteer their time and the activities that they provided.
Well, it was absolutely amazing. When we opened up the call for facilitators for these workshops, 10 women showed up to our first meeting from all different forms of art. And we have university professors. We have women that are working as painters, as potters, as drummers, as different musicians and dancers. And they came and volunteered their time to develop these workshops for the various women and girls.
Now, I know that we were trying to get the person that ran the drumming workshop to join us today. She couldn't make it, but you're aware of the drumming activities. What would people have encountered if they had joined the drumming workshop, for example?
Well, Tracy Myers is unbelievable. She is just a powerhouse of a woman that's been involved with the Nanaimo Women's Resource Center, as well as Haven, for years and years. And she teaches these workshops, which is about connecting with the rhythm and learning about the drums and having this freedom of exploring the music and exploring listening to each other and feeling each other's rhythms. I had her come actually and do a drumming workshop when we were rehearsing the Vagina Monologues as a means of getting the women to connect with one another. And it was really powerful.
Were any of the participants surprised to find things like drumming or poetry writing or acting included amongst a collection of art activities? Did they say, I thought this would be about painting or sketching?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. But what we also did was we talked to the women through the Resource Center and throughout the community, and we asked them what they wanted, and then we provided as such, and we tailored our workshops around that. Obviously, specifically from where we came from ourselves as artists, but also what the need was in the community and how we could best facilitate that happening.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
Her Art is a community-based art program that offered free art workshops to women and girls in the Nanaimo area. The Nanaimo Women's Center created the program for women and girls in our community who may not have access to the arts for self-expression. The program was designed to build community connections through access to art education and creative expression. Workshops took place during the last weeks of April and into the beginning of May 2012. The Nanaimo Women's Center provided the materials, space, and participants, and local artists volunteered to give workshops using their individual and particular methods and approaches. Participants collaborated with the artists to develop works that are reflective of Nanaimo's rich multicultural history and social diversities. Participation in the inaugural project has exceeded expectation, with attendance reaching capacity in almost all of the workshops. That bodes well for the Women's Center's plans to grow the project into an annual event with substantial community involvement. Her Art concludes on Saturday, May 19, 2012, with a public exhibition and performances at Nanaimo Center stage. We're joined in the studio by Bonnie Catterson, who is helping a group of women write and stage an original play.
Bonnie, you led a two-week-long intensive workshop called Her Story. What stories did you hear during that time, and what stories are you trying to tell?
Well, you know, there are so many stories to tell, particularly as women and girls, and I didn't know exactly what story was going to be told until the women came and we did brainstorming. But something that came up in every story, regardless of it, was the idea of shame. And shame is something that exists and that we're all very secretive about, that we're all very quiet about, that we tend to suffer with ourselves. And the idea of writing it down first on the paper and then bringing it into the voice and into the body and connecting with one another and then onto the stage, it's a process of letting go of shame. So that pertained to different subject matters, whether it be addiction, abuse, relationships, familial relationships, particularly the mother-daughter relationship. It was really quite tremendous to watch these women, where they started and where they are now.
You mentioned the mother-daughter relationship as a theme, one of the themes that you encountered with the women in this particular workshop. Were there women in this particular workshop from different generations, you might say? Were there mothers as well as daughters? Of course, all are daughters.
But. Yes. Yes, I have six women that are from various generations. I have my youngest is 20. My oldest is in her, I would say, late 50s, early 60s. So it was quite amazing to watch the difference in the experience, but not so much the difference is the commonalities that they shared and the recognition of each other and the generations of, oh, well, you feel that too, or you're experiencing that too. I thought that was just my generation or where I'm at, which is really the beautiful thing. It's about the connection and of us as human beings.
Yeah, so it sounds like this process ended a certain amount of isolation that people were experiencing.
Yes, what I really felt was everybody came in with lots of fear, obviously. They had a desire to do this because they did sign up for it, but not quite sure knowing what to expect. And because I work from a really honest place and I opened the floor for us to talk about this with my fellow co-facilitator, Michelle Moda, who is a playwright. And we started the discussion about the important issues and the shame, and they just came to life. And then the conversation started, and once it started, well, it was, you know, it's not going to stop now.
So this workshop, which was called Her Story, mm-hmm. it sounds like it was a very intensive process. I know it took place over 2 weeks. What actually happened? You mentioned some stages of kind of bringing the themes forward, bringing the topics forward. How did this all come to be, and how will it end up becoming a play on Saturday?
Well, good question. We brainstormed, first of all. We did some physical and some vocal work to get into the bodies, and then we did some writing exercises to explore the different themes that we discussed. From that, the women each wrote a monologue. They wrote their story, what was really important for them to say, what they really wanted to talk about. And then we went away. After, that was the first week. So the first 5 days were writing. And then Michelle and I took it and we put it into a play format, brought it in, and we started rehearsing it on Monday night. So it was the first 5 days was writing. The second 5 days is putting it into, it's more of a staged reading and less of a produced play. But the amount of work has just been, you know, it's huge. It's a huge amount of work that these ladies have done in 10 days.
What did you see happening among the women, or to the women? What was the process like for them? What did you observe over that 2 week period?
I observed them really connecting with one another, with them connecting to their stories and what had happened. For many of them, it was the first time that they'd spoken these stories out loud. So that has a tremendous effect, both of bringing relief and a sense of, you know, letting go of a lot of shame and fear and moving through it, and this tremendous amount of self-confidence that's come from that, and the feeling that, wow, I can actually do this, and I can say this, and we are doing this, and we are saying it, which is a very powerful thing. A lot of healing going on. Yeah.
Are you nervous about Saturday night, or is the group nervous about their performance?
Oh, they're nervous, yes. And I'm nervous too, because as a teacher, as a facilitator, I never have my students do anything that I wouldn't do myself. So, of course, Michelle and I are participating in this process as well. So, yeah, we're a little nervous. But, you know, it's great to be able to find the joy and to find the humor in regardless of the situations that's happening, and we're definitely finding that, and the connection between us all.
Did you find yourself changing, Bonnie, during the course of this work with this group of women over the couple of weeks?
Oh yes, it's been a tremendous period of growth, and it's one of those things that in retrospect I'll be able to see that even more. But their courage has inspired me as a woman and as an artist to go even further, and vice versa. It's just, you know, I keep saying we're all in this together, and we truly are.
Thanks very much for taking the time to come in and join us, and all the best in the performance and the exhibition, I guess you'd say, on the weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bonnie Catterson is an actor, dancer, singer, and writer with performance experience on both the stage and screen. She's been helping a group of women to write and stage an original play as part of the Nanaimo Women's Center Her Art Project. You can see that play when Her Art concludes this weekend on Saturday, May 19th, 2012, with a public exhibition and performances at Nanaimo Center Stage. For more information, find the Nanaimo Women's Center online at nanaimowomen.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.